our dreams a mishmash of the experiences of the day that we, or anyone else, have very little control over? Or is it in fact possible for someone to make us dream certain things, a sort of dream telepathy? Lynn McTaggart, editor of the Living the Field Masterclass, believes it is, and there's scientific evidence for it.
There was a dream laboratory in Brooklyn called Maimonides. And in this hospital, they had a whole sleep laboratory devoted to getting solid scientific evidence for psychic dreaming, basically. And what they would do is they had a place where the participants who were going to sleep would be, and they were hooked up to all sorts of monitors. And then they had other participants in the other room. They would ask them to randomly pick a picture of some sort, usually a painting, and then try to will this picture to the dreamer in the other room. And the dreamer would then have his dreams and then be woken up and have to write down exactly what he dreamed. And there were some spectacular matches. In one case, a person saw a picture of Zapata, the Mexican revolutionary, and a lot of his followings in a painting that had a very stormy sky. And when the person woke up the next day, he said, "I had the weirdest dream. It was like a Cecil B. DeMille incredible extravaganza. There were all these peasant women with shawls and these people with animals, and they were following some Mexican leader, and there was a very foreboding sky." It was an absolute hit. There were other kinds where they had just images of Coca-Cola with a Santa Claus around it, and somebody would say, "Oh, it's a Christmas. I dreamed about Santa Claus," and those kinds of things. The most important thing was not to analyze what the dream meant, but just to talk about the imagery and to see if the imagery matched. There was some incredible success rate, something like 70 to 80% success rate, which is well beyond any kind of possible chance. There have been many types of telepathy experiments, but these were by far the most significant.
So what do you think this research actually tells us?
What it tells us, I think, is that, like the native traditions believe, I mean, the Hawaiians believe and the kahunas believe that if I think about you, I can send a invisible wire from me to you, and that we have a connection, a psychic connection, and I can send you information that you will receive along that connection. What this is demonstrating is that we have information out there and that we can choose to tune in to each other and provide this information on an instantaneous basis. And the only reason that the dream research works so well is that this information is much more available to people when they are in an alpha or a theta state, when their brain is slowed down to much slower rhythms. It just makes their bandwidth, so to speak, wider, and it makes them have greater access to information that's in the field.
Do you think it has any practical applications, though, really?
The whole idea of dream forecasting and dream telepathy has huge practical application. One, in terms of some sort of communication, and two, in terms of picking up information from your dreams precognitively, as forecasting. I mean, this again, native cultures did this all the time. They just believed this was another way of working out what was going to happen. They wouldn't just do their business plan, they would do their dreaming about it. There's a lot of bigger and greater truths that can be communicated to people rather than the kind of everyday communication that we have that is filtered. So I think on a real basis, this could be a greater kind of communication than the kind that we have in the everyday.
Do you think that it also has a link to some of the previous research that's been done about prayer? So, for example, you can pray, but you can pray backwards in time and still affect people. And then, in fact, things you could be picking up would be coming from the future, but people thinking about us in the future affecting us in the present.
The big question a lot of these psychic researchers have is, are we dealing with telepathy? Is it ESP? Is it precognitive? Is it mind over matter? You know, it's hard to separate out exactly what's going on. But I think the big message here is that your mind isn't limited to what you know in the everyday, and it's not limited inside your head. That the mind that we should all think of is one great big mind, and that we're all part of one big whole, which is why we can communicate to each other.
That's Lynn McTaggart.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.